The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, the first two steps of the 16 steps of breathing have a lot to do with using breathing as a centering focus, place to center ourselves in the present moment, support the mind to begin shifting from all its thinking and busyness and preoccupations to relaxing, relaxing into the present moment, and beginning to be willing just to be here in the simplicity of our experience. And that can take a while for that to happen. The thinking mind, the preoccupations we have, can have a lot of momentum in them. And there's nothing necessarily wrong with that, but to appreciate the strength of the momentum so that give yourself the time for things just begin to settle and relax and don't feel like you have to fight yourself. But every time you begin again with your breathing, come back and just hang out with your breath for a while, is a movement of beginning to weaken the pull to your thoughts, to kind of lessen the fuel that we're giving to thinking to go on and on and on. So as we settle in to breathing and can be here more and more with the breath, sooner or later, what tends to become into prominence, comes to be more aware, is the experiences of our body. Sometimes it's because at some point sitting here, the body becomes uncomfortable, and so it speaks up and lets us know that I'm here too. Sometimes it's because as we settle in and become more and more focused and concentrated in the present moment, there's a natural movement for attention to begin filling out, to be inclusive of the body. And so we can be with the breathing simultaneous as becoming aware of kind of the periphery experience of the whole body itself. Our focused attention might be on the breathing, but the peripheral is aware of the body itself, the experience of the body. And this idea of central awareness and peripheral awareness or background awareness can be useful. That as we're relaxing the mind and being more and more in the present moment, we're also the kind of opening to the attention to naturally be in the present moment with something wider than just the breath. And this would be the experience of the body. As we're aware of our body more and more, we're aware of discomfort. Often we're aware also of tensions in the body. And the fourth instruction, fourth step of the breathing, is to relax the tensions in your body. Soften. And don't be too ambitious about this. Don't spend too much time doing it. But there is, you know, if it's easy enough to soften, to relax the tensions of your shoulders, your face, as they become evident as you sit, that can be very supportive, because the tensions that we have are often a little bit the fuel for how we want to for the thinking, for being pushed into thoughts. Sometimes in my own mind, I have imagined my thinking and meditation, when it's kind of going on and on by itself, to be like toothpaste in a toothpaste tube. If I keep squeezing the tube, the paste just keeps coming out. If I want the paste to stop coming out, I have to stop squeezing it. So these thoughts that we have, there's a lot of tension, pressure in the system. It'll just keep, the tension will keep, you know, squeezing the tube, the thought tube. So the idea of relaxing the body, relaxing the shoulders, the forehead, the face, is not only so that we can relax and be comfortable in our body. It kind of correlates with beginning to quiet the mind as well. So it's actually the mind-body thing come into play together this way. So taking your meditation posture, And gently closing your eyes. And taking a few moments to feel your body as a whole, in whatever way that's evident to you. A little bit of a global awareness of your body. And as you feel your body globally, your posture, see if you can make small adjustments in your posture so you're sitting in a more aligned, more balanced way. You might feel the contact of your body against the contact of your sitting bones against the chair or the cushion. And see, are you really balanced, or are you more weights on one side than the other? Or how are you? Is more weight forward or more weight backward? Maybe rock back and forth, sideways, to see if you can get your weight on your sitting bones just right for you. And then the task at hand is to be open to the experience of breathing and to establish that connection. You might begin again with some long, slow, deep breaths. And the body you experience as you breathe in deeply, the expanding of the chest, lifting the shoulders, relaxing opening of the belly, the sensations of air going in and out through your nostrils. This is kind of the domain of mindfulness of breathing. This is the place where you're going to cultivate increased sensitivity to the present moment. And then letting your breathing return to normal. And take three rounds of breathing, just three, to be as fully present for your breathing as you can. Give your attention over to that experience for three breaths. And then open your attention to your whole body again. See if there's a little bit more sensitivity to the experience of being in a body. Remembering that the body can't use words to get your attention. But the body is as has important information for you as the mind does. Breathe with the body. Breathe through the body. With the body. Allowing the mind to become quieter, thoughts to become quieter, so you can be more sensitive to the experience of the body breathing. And as you experience yourself breathing, if you start feeling tensions or discomforts in the rest of your body, for the time being, see if you cannot be bothered with it. Just be content to be breathing with it, through it. Content to just to know it, that it helps you be in the present. Not to make anything a problem. Content that you're here breathing with present moment experience. Letting awareness be open and receptive. Letting your awareness be centered on breathing. Also be aware of the global experience of a body sitting here. Maybe a sense or image of the expansion of the body as you breathe in expands throughout the torso and throughout the body. And the inhale is a contraction, pulling in, a settling in throughout the torso, throughout the body. And you become aware of the various sensations of your body as you breathe. Perhaps the tensions in your body, the holdings. Perhaps the discomforts, but also perhaps the places where it feels good in your body, where it feels relaxed and soft, comfortable, pleasant. Whatever it's there, pleasant or unpleasant, just breathe through it, breathe with it. Be with the breathing. And know there's a bigger field of experience in the body happening. And as you exhale, see if you can relax, soften, release any holding or tension in your body, even if it just means softening around it. Breathing in and softening around the tension. Breathing out and softening. Perhaps if there's some way that you're holding your neck, you can soften your neck. Holding your jaw, you can soften your jaws. Perhaps softening the belly, so the belly hangs forward and down a bit. You might for a little while let every exhale be an occasion to soften or relax the body. If you're able to soften or relax, relax the tension around breathing, tension around trying to be attentive, tension around thinking. And as you relax or soften, soften into your body, soften deeper into your breathing. of the relaxing, settling process of becoming intimate and connected to your body happens on its own, just being here. And it helps if you be here in a way that for you is supportive of that process. As we get ready to do the next walking period, consider or imagine how you might walk, how you might be here in the building, on the grounds, outside, in a way that keeps you intimate to your body, connected. It keeps you connected in a way that supports the relaxation of the body. So the first step of breathing is to just know that you're breathing short breaths when they're short. Second one is to know long breaths as they're long. The third step is to experience your whole body, or experience kind of globally your body as you're breathing in and out. The fourth step is to continue with that, but then allow your body to relax, to soften, calm the body. And sometimes that's easy, sometimes that's hard, sometimes it's mostly softening around things. So if you're soft around, don't react to it, then you're making space for the body to relax on its own. And slowly over time, things do soften and relax. But if it's easy enough to relax your body, it's a good thing. And one of the nice things about relaxing and some of the tensions of the body is it releases a certain energy, releases kind of lightness and openness. And it's, you know, it's not necessarily strong, but it does release a kind of nice feeling to relax, you know. Imagine yourself, your shoulders are up really tense, and then you can maybe relax them, and that feels good. And that goodness of relaxing is one of the stepping stones to the fifth step of mindfulness of breathing, which is to feel joy. So when we come back from this walking meditation practice, we'll go consider this topic of breathing with in and out with joy. So enjoy your breathing, enjoy your walking, and walk in a way that supports you to be relaxed and at ease here. We'll start in here at 10 to 12, so 11:50.